I've been thinking, Verity, would you like to start?
Sure. Yeah, I was thinking about a fun internal game that you should do for lockdown just to keep your mental sanity, is that you should go through all your friends who you regularly talk to and like categorize them on the scale of how much of an apocalypse harbinger they are. Because I've had this thing where recently I've got like five or six very smart friends who I really love talking to, but they are very much like, the apocalypse is nigh, nuclear winter is coming, everything is absolutely screwed. And every time I talk to them, it makes me feel as though the whole situation is getting worse and worse and worse and worse. But then I talk to my dad and he's all like, nah, you'll be sweet as, and that makes me feel great. So I think that what we should do is categorize our friends by how inclined they are to see this as the start of Mad Max 5, and then schedule out when you talk to them in a week. Because if you talk to your My Apocalypse Is Now friend at 9 a.m. on a Monday morning, your entire week is screwed. But if you speak to them at like Friday afternoon after a few drinks, you'll be able to handle them a lot better. So that is my like tip for managing mental health / friends in a crisis.
That's a very nice thought. In terms of a tip for me, I tend to oscillate, Verity, between I'm handling this quite well, but there are small moments where I go, this is really quite strange. And that one of them actually is traffic. And speaking of what I do miss, I would never have thought I would say this, but I do miss traffic. I do find it a little bit eerie coming to work and there is really nothing on the streets.
It does make it feel like a ghost town, hey?
Mm.
I don't think I miss the actual physical traffic jam, but I miss the sound.
The sound.
The city. Yeah. Mm. And it's so empty now that I'm not used to going to sleep without that, you know, cacophony of noise, without the shouting and the screaming and the ambulances and the drag races. It's very odd. I feel like I'm in nature now.
All right. Mike says, I tell you what I miss. I miss patting the neighborhood cats. We have many beautiful cats in Mount Eden. Thank you, Verity. All right, I've been thinking with Stephen Jacoby.
Well, thanks, Wallace. Actually, I found it quite hard to think over the last couple of weeks. I guess if other people have found that as well. I've mostly been thinking about, you know, how soon can we get out of this mess and when's it going to end? But I have also been thinking now and again, and today as I walked up Mount Eden, for example, what will the world look like when we finally emerge from the lockdown? Will it be back to business as usual, or will we have learned something from this hibernation we have been in? Right now, all of us around the world are focused on the same thing. It's quite extraordinary, really. Hardly any other news. Everyone is focused on the same thing. Will that continue after we have finished all of this? Will we bring the same commitment to bear on big problems like climate change or addressing homelessness or poverty? We always used to say it was too expensive to do those things or it would hurt too much. Well, yes, it does hurt, and yes, it is expensive, but somehow right now we are doing things that we thought were impossible. Of course, you'll forgive me for being boring, but I have been thinking a lot about trade because that's what I do. What's that going to look like in the future? How are we going to do business? Will there be an impetus to make things closer to home? And what does that mean for economies like New Zealand, where we can't make everything here and we actually produce things for the world? That's going to require some rethinking.
I was going to ask you about that because we, you know, since you're on the program, because there was a time, and a lot of our listeners will recall this, that we couldn't make everything, but we did make a lot of things. For example, stereos in small towns, you know, and cars in Nelson, at least you assembled them in Dunedin, a hub for decades for things like motor mowers and that type of thing.
Yeah, those were the days, weren't they? We tried to substitute everything here. I can't see us going back to that, but there is a balance to be struck here. But I'd like to think that this crisis will give rise to some sort of new global cooperation in some way. I'm a bit pessimistic about it. I hope it will be the case. I'm not so sure. Humans have short memories. Maybe we'll just go back to the old way of doing things.
Verity, did you want to say something?
I was just going to ask a question. Did we actually make our own branded New Zealand cars? Was that a thing? Or are you just saying that we assembled them from overseas?
It was more of an assembly line, wasn't it, Stephen? I think we made the Trekker.
The Trekker. What? The good old Trekker. Bandit. Oh, my father used to call it.
Yep, we made a Trekker. All right, lots to discuss with Verity Johnson this afternoon, also Stephen Jacoby on Friday's panel.